Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 18th day of the month of Sivan. Great to be back. I want to thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, for filling in last week. I'm very, very appreciative of him being at the helm of the call, and it is wonderful to be back together with all of you today. Today's program is sponsored in part in memory of Jacques Eisenberg Yaakov ben Rav Avram Abba on his 7th Yahrzeit, which was yesterday on Yud Zayin Sivan by Rose Eisenberg and family. Thank you so much for your generosity. May his neshama have an aliyah. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the 3 children we've been davening for, Chaya Yal Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, Elini Orna Bas Chain Chana, and Tinuk Ben Nechama Devorah. Their names are listed in the daily email, which you can sign up for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Keep in mind, please, as well, those who are unjustly being held captive, Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tiona in Iran, Wall Street journalist Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and of course our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Shiner slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Alef, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and in English, Mishaberach for Tzahal, Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and Rabbi Shiner will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shiner.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, and welcome to everyone. This week's Torah portion is the Parsha of Shalach. And we all know the tragic story of the spies, 10 of the 12 spies who came back with a negative, pessimistic report after scouting the land for 40 days. And Hashem declares, Yom Lashana, for each day that the spies scouted the land, they will have to wander for an entire year in the desert. And the question is, the actual sin of the spy, the negative report that they gave, may have taken 15 minutes, a half hour, maybe maximum. They spent an hour reporting their findings. So why were they punished for 40 days if their sin was just in the report that they gave that maybe took an hour or less? And the obvious answer is that the sin of the spies was not just the reporting. The reporting was a culmination. It was a culmination of 40 days of going through the land of Israel. And instead of observing the land through the eyes of God, as Hashem had promised that this land will be for the Jewish people, the descendants of our patriarchs and matriarchs, they saw it through their own prism of fear and insecurity and doubt. And therefore, it wasn't just the report, it was the 40 days of viewing the land from a place of insecurity rather than faith. And we see this in the words of the spies when they say, "Vani be'neim kachagavim v'cheneinu be'neihem," that we felt like we were grasshoppers in their eyes, the giants. And so too were we like grasshoppers in their eyes. And of course, how would they know how they were viewed by the inhabitants of the land? But they were projecting their own fear and their own inferiority complex. And therefore, they felt like grasshoppers and therefore believed that everyone viewed them as grasshoppers. And that's why the parsha ends with the mitzvah of tzitzis, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is the antidote to not living with fear and insecurity, but rather with faith. Because the tzitzit, of course, have the techelet, the blue strand in the tzitzit. And the Talmud of the Gemara says that the blue of the tzitzit reminds us of the blue of the ocean, which reminds us of the blue of the heaven, which reminds us of the Kisei HaKavo, the holy throne in heaven, the place that all of our souls emanate from. And all of our souls are on a shlichut, on a mission here on earth, just like the Meraglim. And we were imbued with faith and with emunah and with bitachon and with confidence and security, knowing that we are an ambassador of Hashem in this world. And therefore, when we feel that insecurity, we just look at our tzitzit and we're reminded of the blue of the ocean, the blue of the heaven, and the blue of the holy throne above that sits on the heavens and where our souls emanate from. And it gives us the confidence, the blue of the tchelas, to overcome our fears and insecurities. Today is June 24th. Today is the third anniversary of the tragedy that occurred in Miami 3 years ago, the collapse of the Champlain Towers in Miami Beach, where 98 innocent souls lost their lives at 1:15 a.m. in the morning, and many people who lived and davened in the local shuls in that area. And there is a survivor of the Champlain Towers. His name is Stephen Rosenthal. And Stephen Rosenthal tells how he was 1:15 a.m. in bed, and he was awakened by a loud, thunderous clap that jolted him out of bed. And suddenly debris started falling from the ceiling of his apartment. And there was dust, and he couldn't see straight. So he ran to the door of his apartment. He opened the door of his apartment. And the door of his apartment faces the elevator. But when he opened the door of his apartment, he was able to see the ocean. The entire building had collapsed, stopping short of just a few feet from his apartment. He ran out onto the balcony to get some fresh air of his apartment. And he saw hundreds of ambulances and police cars and firefighters rushing to the scene. And thank God he was rescued from his balcony. From his floor, only he and one other neighbor survived. And from the entire building, there were only 37 survivors on that day. He moved into a hotel room. And a few days later, he got a call from the local police department. And they said, "Mr. Rosenthal, are you Stephen Rosenthal?" He said, "Yes." He says, "We found one of the items in your apartment." He said, "Really? What did you find? The whole building came down, was taken down." He said, "What did you find?" They said, "We found your tefillin and talus, your phylacteries and prayer shawl." He said, "How do you know it's mine?" He says, "It has your name on it." And he says he went down to the police department and reclaimed his talus and tefillin, the same talus and tefillin that his parents gave him on his bar mitzvah that he had not worn for many, many years. And he said when he took the talus and tefillin, he felt that it was in the merit of the talus and tefillin that his parents in heaven, his guardian angels, were watching over him and protected him. And he said, since that day, 3 years ago, he has not missed one day of going to shul every day and 6 days a week putting on his talus and tefillin, and on Shabbos putting on his talus. And he says, my whole life has been changed because I feel like I'm living in a miracle that my life was saved. And I've never felt closer to Hashem, to Torah, to mitzvahs, and to my parents in heaven. This is a person who lived through one of the worst tragedies, but he chooses to focus on the miracle of his survival, not the tragedy of the days. And so too in all of our lives. When we look at our lives, we're a living miracle. The Jewish people are a living miracle. Each and every one of us is living in a miracle. And that's what the Tehillah reminds us of. And despite the dark period we're living in, we should look at the positive, like the two good spies, and with faith and trust in Hashem, know that Yachol, we will be able to conquer, we'll be able to succeed, we'll be able to overcome the challenges, but only when we look towards the heaven and have trust and betachon and faith in Hashem. We're now going to recite Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yiskar kol minchosecha, ve'olascha yidash nasela, yitain lecha kilvovecha, v'chalatzavcha yimalei, niranin abishuasecha, uvishem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ato yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, Yaneu mishmei kasho, bigvurais yesha yeminoi, ei levarecha ve ei lebasusim, V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nasgir, heim makaro v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nesoid od, Adonai Hashia, Hamelech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Psalm 23. Mizmar l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar, b'no deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleini, Nafshi yishovev yancheni b'magle tzedek l'ma'an shimo. Gam ki elef b'gei salmoves lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Tarech lefonai shulchan neged zoriroi. Dishanta v'ashemen roishi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayoi. V'shafti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. Psalm 121. Shir l'mahlos esa inai helaharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitain l'mot raglacha al yanum shomracha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomracha Adonai tzulcha al yad yaminecha. Yom Mamashemesh Liakeka Viareach Baloila Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmares Nafshecha Adonai Yishmatezcha Uvoecha Meata Viad Olam. Psalm 130, Kapitel Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamahlois Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shemavakoili Tiena Aznecha Kashuvois Lekol Tachanunoi Imavoi nois tishmeya Adonai miyamoi, kimcha slicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kifsa nafshi, v'lidvaroi hecholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishemrim labayker, shemrim labayker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai achesed, v'arbei moi sedus, v'yivtes Yisrael mikol avoi nesod. Kapitel Kuf Membeis. 142. Mas gilidavid b'eisei b'maras tefilo koili el Adonai ezav koili el Adonai yeshanon esh b'ech lefonav tichi sarasi lefonav agid b'esat efaleluchi v'ati yedata nesivasi b'air chzu ahalech tomnu pachli habet yaminu re'ei v'ein li makir avad monois mimeni Ein deirish lenafshi, zaakti elech Adonai, amarti ata machsi echelki be'eretz achayim, hakshiv el rinasi, ki daloisi miyoid, hatzileini meiroifai, ki ot amtsu mimenu. Haitzi amimazge nafshi lehoidais eshemecha, biyachtiru tzadikim, ki sigma loloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzoro vashivya ho'indim, bein bayamu, bein bayabosha, Amok nirachim aleim v'yetziim nitzara l'rvacha u'mi'afelu l'oira u'mi'shibud l'gula ashto ba'agolo v'zman kariv v'neymar amein mi'sheberach v'chayalei tzahal mi'sheberach avitzenu Avram Yitzchak v'yakov hu yivareich es chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael v'anshei kuchis habitachain ha'imdim o'mishmar arsenu v'yare aleinu mi'gvul ha'vanein v'ad midbar mitzrayim u'minayam ha'gadol ad lavoi ha'rabo בכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר וביום. יתן אדוני את אבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויצל את חיילינו. מכל צור וצוקה, מכל נגע מחלו, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, יד ברצינינו תחתיהם, ויתרים בכסף ישועה והטרס נצחיים. ויקויים בהם הכסף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הילך עמכם, ללחם לכם ומביכם, להשיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. ונאו, אני שברך for our hostages, and held in captivity for their immediate release and freedom. Mi shabeirach avisteinu Avram Yisrael v'yakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor et me'adrei tzva hagonah l'Yisrael u'shviyot v'et kol acheinu hanesunim batzorov v'ashivya bavur shekol hakol misbalon HaKadosh Baruch Hu misbal kol HaKadosh v'zeh misbal bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimol racham aleihem v'yitziyem mechayshach v'tzomoves v'mitzveseihem yinatik ומתקייסיהם ישיהם וישיבים מהירה לחיק משפחייסיהם יוידו לאדיני חזי ונפלאי סובני אדם ויקויים בין מקרה שקוסו ובדו יהיה אדיני ישובים ובול ציים ברינה ושמחה סאילה מראי שם סעסים ושמחה יפיגו ונוסו ועבין יגוים ואנוחה ונאמר אמן
Manel Mishaberach for the Cholim and Cholos. Mishaberach Avisena Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivareich V'Yirapei Es Kol HaCholim V'Cholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleim Lachlimam Lapesam Lachazikam Lachiesam V'yishrach Lameheira Refuah Shalem Min HaShemayim L'chol Evreim L'chol Gideim B'seach Shachar L'Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashtar Badolo V'zman Kariv V'neimar Amen. Thank you again, Rabbi Naftali and the OU.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the near Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Just one note for those out there listening, if we have not featured your Rav, the Rabbi of your shul on the program, please feel free to make a connection with me. You can email me at naftalih@ou.org. It would be our honor to feature your Rabbi on the program. Again, the email address is Naftali, naftalih@ou.org, and it would truly be our honor to bring more Rabbanim, bring more rabbis from across the country on to the program, so please be in touch. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.